Okay.
All right, and now we're ready for Ms. Dantzler to come up, and we'll talk about the waiver requests that we have in front of the board today. And I think we want to just go through these one by one.
That makes sense. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the board. Currently today, we have 8 school systems that are requesting calendar modifications. Kent County Public Schools is requesting a one-day waiver of the 180-day requirement, and St. Mary's is asking for a waiver of the one-day requirement. The reason the two of them are on the same agenda, Transmittal, was because they were unique in terms of that their last day, if the waiver's not approved, would be on the Monday, June 18th. And Comar does, for a waiver application, says that the board may waive the final day needed to complete if the last day falls on a Monday.
Okay.
Baltimore County Public Schools is asking for an 8 hours waiver of the 1,170-day high school requirement. Baltimore County is unique because they have a 6.5-hour day school day. It's the shortest day of any of the school systems. Pretty much most of the school systems, they range from maybe six hours 45 minutes to maybe over 7 hours. So even though Baltimore County exceeded the 180-day requirement, they're short just for high school hours. Caroline County Public Schools, the following 4 school systems are requesting a 2-day waiver of the 180-day requirement. It's Caroline, Howard County, Somerset, and Queen Anne's County. Caroline and Queen Anne's, even though they're short the 2 days, they both indicated that they exceed their hours for the school requirement for the school year. Cecil County Public School is asking for a 1-day waiver of the 180-day requirement, and their last school day is on June 13th, so they technically have the 14th and the 15th to still go to school. Are there any specific questions related to the waivers?
Yeah, please.
Cecil County currently in front of us, and I've read through all of them, but they're all mixed up here, mm-hmm. is the only county that we're looking at today that isn't already going to or would then be going past June 15th.
Correct.
Okay.
Their last day is June 13th as of now.
Okay. So we do have this gaggle in front of us. What do you think, Dr. Salmon, is the easiest way to do this?
Let's take the addendum that starts out with, do I have the latest one? Let's take the first one, which would be Kent County to waive 1 day, and also the 1-day waiver for St. Mary's County Public Schools. We are recommending to the board that waiver be approved. As you can see, our regulation does allow the board to waive the last day if it's a Monday into that next week, which will be June 18th. St. Mary's County also has the same situation that would be going on that June 18th, which is a Monday. So we can take that one first if you want to do that.
Okay, very good.
I move to approve the recommendation to grant the waivers.
For Kent County
for
and
both.
Kent County and St. Mary's
I
County.
Second.
Okay, good. Is there any discussion questions of those two? Okay, if not, so all in favor of approving Kent County and St. Mary's, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. So then let's take the addendum that has Caroline County waiving two. These are the 2-day waivers, Caroline, Howard, and Somerset. And that is going beyond the they wanted to waive the 2 days, all of these. And we are recommending that we not approve those waivers because they can go with the new law past June 15th.
That's right. So to be clear here, they have not gone through those 5 days, so they are not. So they still have those days available to them to make sure that they get the 180 days.
That's correct.
Worth of time. Okay.
Right.
Does anyone have any?
I move to approve the recommendation
okay.
as stated by the department.
That is the denial of the waiver request for Caroline Howard in Somerset Counties.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, second from Ms. Izzard. Any discussion? Yes.
Okay, I think it's very easy to sit up here on the board and want to make a point to LEAs and forget that we're actually affecting the lives of real people on the ground, families and students. I'm going to vote to approve the waivers because I believe that it's really patently unfair and unreasonable to families and teachers to force them to go beyond the June 15th original date that was set in law, even though that's been changed now for just a few weeks. I think that we are asking them to do that without notice when a lot of vacation plans have been made, when a lot of, and I will speak for my own family as well. My son is affected by this, and we have vacation plans and a deposit that's been paid starting June 16th. So I don't think that I'm in a minority there, and I think we're affecting families and we're affecting a lot of teachers that will lose money and not be able to complete their plans. So I feel it's very unfair, and I honestly feel that it punishes the families and the teachers and not the LEAs for poor timing and for poor planning. And I don't see any discernible educational benefit to having kids go to those last 2 days of school going into the middle of June. They're also not just missing 2 days. They're missing 4 days because they have to stay there in town for the weekend and through the Tuesday of the next week. And I just feel that's unfair. I would hope to see changes next year so that we're not faced with this waiver situation. But at this point, with so little notice, I cannot vote to approve this recommendation.
Okay, are there any other comments? Yes, please, Dr. Lee.
I'm sorry, I just have a question of clarification. So I thought by denying this, it's really just punting it back to the local board. Does this mean that if we vote to deny it, that means they have to yes. continue through the 18th or?
Well, or find two yes. other days.
They can find, they can use, yeah, they can use the 5 days that were allocated by the legislation, find two other days that are still in their calendar, but they would still need to make the 180 days.
I see.
Okay. All right, any other comments, questions? Okay, so all in favor of the motion, which was Dr. Finn and Ms. Izzard with the second, of taking MSCE's recommendation to deny the waiver request, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, that's Dr. Guyton. Oh. Ooh. One, two, three, four. So one, two, three, four, five, six. Is six enough for quorum? Yes. Yeah. Six is sufficient to pass. Okay. So thank you very much. Motion's passed. Mia, did you get the count?
For the record, could you please just restate all who are in favor and
yeah,
all
so
who
the
are
ones
opposed.
Of denying.
Of denying.
The
this is a double negative.
Voting for the motion is to is to agree with the department
right.
that the request should be denied.
To hold to the 180 days. Okay. Thank you.
Did you get that account?
She wants hands or something.
Hands.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Dr. Salmon, I think addendum two
right,
is
now this. We're ready for addendum two, which is a one-day waiver of for Cecil County and a two-day waiver for Queen Anne's County Public Schools. And again, the recommendation is to deny both requests.
I'd like to separate these.
Oh, okay. So Cecil County is one, Queen Anne's is a second. Would you, Dr. Sam, do you have anything to say about either one?
Cecil County was closed 8 days due to inclement weather. The request asked for a one-day waiver of the 180-day requirement. They included 7 inclement weather days, and they're scheduled for June 13th. As a last day, and so they do have ability to finish with before the 15th.
Okay, so
June 13th is a Wednesday.
That's correct.
Right, so I would move to approve the denial of the waiver for Cecil County. Is that the appropriate way to put it?
Yeah, so MSC's recommendation is
because
to
because they're not going to June 15th.
To deny the waiver request for Cecil County.
Second.
Okay, and the motion is by Dr. Guyton, second by Dr. Finn. Okay, any questions, comments, discussion of that? Okay, so all in favor of that motion, say aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? Anyone abstaining? Okay, very good. Thank you. So now we have the Queen Anne's County. Could you explain that, please?
Right. The two-day waiver, they were closed 7 days. They had 4 days in their calendar. They're requesting a two-day waiver. They converted March 29th to an instructional day and scheduled June 15th as the last day of school, but they did not change any of their days for the spring break. I couldn't think of what it was called. So anyway, we're saying that they still have time, that they can, because of the new law, they can go and make up their 2 days past the June 15th without our approval.
Okay.
So essentially to deny the waiver for the 2 days.
Okay, to deny the waiver
days.
Request. Okay.
So move.
Okay. Is Dr. Finn with the motion, is there a second?
Quick question.
Yes.
So what is their set in school date currently? Was it originally June 15th? Because I don't have it in front of me, and I was looking for it, and I don't see the document.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yep.
Just so I'm clear, because I'm not clear reading this either. If the waiver is denied, June 15th is the last day of school, or
no.
June 8th?
No, we are denying the waiver of the 180-day requirement.
They have to find 2 days somewhere.
Got it.
Or go after the 15th.
Or go after the
15th. Days.
Well, that's one of the ways they can find 2 days.
Correct.
Okay. So we have, a motion from Dr. Finn and a second from Mrs. Izzard.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I don't understand, but it says that it's exceeded the required hours for the school year. What does that mean?
Most of the systems have exceeded their required hours, except for the one I'm going to talk about in 1 second. But again, they speak of days and not hours. It's 180 days they have to go to school.
So you're saying if they close on June 15th, that's the last day, they won't have met the 180?
That's right. That's correct.
So we're going to force them to go into June 19th.
Yes. Or find other days.
Or find other days between now and then.
What are other possible days between now and then? I don't think
go on Saturday.
It's against
professional
the law.
Development days that
yes,
they
you
have.
Yes, you can.
Can't do that.
Our obligation is to educate children, not to convenience families.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Okay, so all in favor of the motion to deny the waiver per MSE's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Who's opposed?
Opposed for the same reason stated before.
I'm changing my vote.
Okay. Okay. So we have the same 6-4 as we had before. Okay. Thank you.
All right. And we have one more addendum, number 3, which is in your folders.
Okay.
And that is to consider a request to waive 8 hours of high school student attendance for Baltimore County Public Schools for this school year with the caveat that the hours are increased for the 2018-19 school calendar as well as subsequent years. And our recommendation is to approve that waiver request for the 8 hours.
Okay, will you give that to us again, the explanation?
Yes. They are asking to waive 8 hours of the high school requirement. And we are recommending that we approve that waiver with the caveat that they increase the number of instructional hours for the next school year and those thereafter, so that they are never in this situation again.
Agreed. Okay, thank you for the clarification. Do you have a question or motion?
Question. Okay. So if I'm just wondering, why isn't the same basis being applied to this one, at least in my, interpretation and view, as the other ones? Because if this one doesn't meet the hours, which is also part of the requirement because it's hours and days, then why aren't we just saying go into the next
week?
Because
it's only for the high school, and they've already gone to school 182 days.
Okay. Thank you.
I move to approve the waiver for Baltimore County.
Second.
Okay, a motion from Dr. Guyton, a second from Pastor Phillips. Okay, any further discussion? This is in favor of MSD's recommendation to accept the waiver from Baltimore County. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Abstain. Okay, Dr. Hardings is voting against the motion, and Dr.
Steiner
is abstaining from it. Okay, we got that. So that was all of them,
That's
correct?
That's it.
Very good. Okay, well, we are